Captain Nemo. Strange events in the oceans are frightening people all over the world. Everyone is talking about a mysterious creature sinking ships. The creature hits two big ships in the Atlantic. Finally, the United States government takes action and gives orders to find the creature. The best American warship, the Abraham Lincoln, leaves for the North Pacific under the command of Captain Farragut. Pierre Aronnax, a well-known scientist, also receives an invitation to join the expedition. His servant, Conseil, always follows him on his journeys. Conseil also knows a lot about science, and he never complains about anything. The departure of the Abraham Lincoln is a big event for thousands of people. The huge warship finally sails out of the harbor to an amazing adventure. The ship has the best equipment, from harpoons to exploding bullets, but best of all, it has Ned Land on board. Ned is a big man with a sharp eye and strong arm. Everybody on board is excited about the creature, but Ned Land doesn't believe there is a creature out in the ocean. Days pass and then months. The ship sails from the Atlantic to the Pacific, but there is no sign of the creature. The men are tired, and they all want to give up the search and return home. Just then, a voice cries out, "Ahoy! There it is at last." It is the voice of Ned Land. The crew come running towards Ned. They see something long swimming below the surface of the sea. The creature comes near, circles the ship, then suddenly disappears. Dr. Aronnax leans over the railing to get a better look. Ned Land holds his harpoon ready to strike. All of a sudden, a huge jet of water lands on the deck of the ship. It covers the entire ship and knocks the men off their feet. The force of the water throws Dr. Aronnax over the rail and into the sea. He goes deep down in the water. He struggles and manages to kick himself to the surface. But when he comes up, he sees the ship sailing away in the darkness. He cries out in fear, but nobody hears him. He tries to swim, but his clothes are very heavy. He cries out one more time for help. Suddenly, he hits something hard in the water and faints. A strong hand pulls him up from the water to a surface. When Dr. Aronnax opens his eyes, he sees Conseil and Ned near him. Ned explains that they are on the back of the monster. It seems to have a very hard skin. It must be asleep, says Ned. They examine the strange creature in the moonlight. This isn't a creature. It is made of steel, says Dr. Aronnax. This is a ship that can go under the sea. Suddenly, there is a loud noise. A hatch opens, and a man comes out. He says something in a strange language. Almost at once, some masked men appear and drag the three friends inside. They go down a ladder along a corridor. Soon they are in a large room. The men push them in and lock the door behind them. The men are tired. They sleep for a few hours. When they wake up, they see some strange new clothes for them in the room. Suddenly, the door opens and a man appears. He is tall with pale skin and sharp black eyes. "I'm Captain Nemo," he says, "and you are on board my ship, the Nautilus." He looks angry, but speaks gently. "Wear these clothes and follow me." Dr. Aronnax and the others have no choice. They change their clothes and follow the captain into a beautiful dining room. They have a good meal, and the men are happy with it. After the meal, Captain Nemo shows them the rest of the submarine. He explains how the sea gives them everything, including electricity. Dr. Aronnax is amazed. "You must be very rich to do all this," he tells Captain Nemo. "Yes, Professor, more than you can imagine," Nemo answers. After a walk around the submarine, Captain Nemo invites the men on a hunt in the forests of the island of Crespo. "A hunt?" asks Ned Land. "This means we are going ashore." "No, we are not," replies Nemo. "These forests grow under the sea. Don't worry, you will not get your feet wet." "That's impossible," cries Dr. Aronnax. Captain Nemo takes the men into the dressing room. There are strange suits hanging on the wall. They are made of rubber, and the trousers end in thick boots with heavy metal soles. There are round metal helmets to protect the head. Captain Nemo explains that they are waterproof diving suits. Soon they are walking on sparkling sand. It is a completely new feeling for Dr. Aronnax. They continue to walk for 2 hours under the sea. Then Nemo stops and points his finger at something ahead. Dr. Aronnax cannot believe his eyes. He sees a fairyland of large tree-like plants of many different colors. All of them are growing straight up towards the surface. Suddenly, Captain Nemo pushes Dr. Aronnax to the ground. The doctor doesn't understand anything, but when he looks up, he sees a huge shark swimming above them. These creatures are able to crush a man in their jaws. Luckily for the men, sharks can't see very well, so they swim by. After a few hours, the men reach the open hatch of the Nautilus. Back in the safety of the ship, they go into their rooms to rest, full of wonder at the amazing underwater world. The Nautilus keeps sailing into the open Atlantic Ocean. Dr. Aronnax is happy because he can continue at his studies of the sea. One day, Captain Nemo asks Dr. Aronnax to come with him on a very interesting excursion. Dr. Aronnax agrees immediately and wears his underwater suit. The water is pitch black when they step out of the ship. After a long walk, the men arrive in a strange place. It is a fantastic world of underwater mountains and caves. A red light is shining in the distance. "What can this light be? Where does it come from?" wonders the professor. Then he notices thousands of little bright lights in the dark. These are the eyes of giant lobsters and crabs hiding in the caves. The men continue walking towards the strange light. They climb a tall mountain. Dr. Aronnax sees big stones and the ruins of castles and temples all around. When they reach the top of a mountain, Nemo stops. Down below lies the ruins of an ancient city. In the distance, Dr. Aronnax sees a volcano. It is still alive, and the lava from the volcano causes the red, bright light. Dr. Aronnax turns to the captain. Nemo picks up a piece of rock and writes one word in the sand, Atlantis. It is the lost continent. It is true, thinks Dr. Aronnax. It is an unforgettable moment for him. Dr. Aronnax has a lot of new information about the sea. He now wants to write a book to share it with the rest of the world. Days later, Ned notices some dark underwater caves. Suddenly, a terrible giant squid, over 30 feet long, passes outside the window. It has long tentacles, and its mouth looks like a bird's beak. Almost at once, the Nautilus stops and the entire ship shakes. Captain Nemo gives orders for the ship to rise to the surface, but it is too late. The crew rushes to the platform. Ned follows them with a harpoon in his hand. Dr. Aronnax and Conseil follow them with their axes. 10 or more of the giant squid are now aboard the ship. A battle begins as the men fight the sea monsters. A squid catches one of Nemo's men. The other men attack it and cut off its legs, but they can't manage to save him. The squid disappears with the man crying for help. Captain Nemo doesn't speak to anyone for days. He doesn't do anything, and he lets Nautilus move here and there in the deep sea. Finally, 10 days later, the ship starts to sail north. They come close to the American coast. Professor, this is our best chance to go home. We must speak to Captain Nemo to let us go, Ned says to Dr. Aronnax. Yes, you are right. I will talk to the captain myself, replies the professor. He finds Captain Nemo on board, staring at the sea. Sir, we are near American coast. My friends want to go home. Are you going to free us? He asks. Monsieur Aronnax, replies the captain sternly. Whoever enters Nautilus can never leave. Don't make me say it again. That night, Ned wakes Professor up. Conseil is with him. The weather is bad, but we must risk it. It's our only chance to escape, now or never, he says. The men reach a small boat of the ship and try to loosen it. Suddenly, from the inside, they hear cries. Maelstrom! Maelstrom! It is a large and violent whirlpool. They immediately get on the small boat. They find themselves in the water. They hear loud cracking sounds, and Dr. Aronnax hits his head and faints. When he opens his eyes, he sees Ned and Conseil near him. They are in a fisherman's hut and safe. But where is Nautilus? Is Captain Nemo alive? Is that his real name? No one can answer these questions.